What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Matt Report, Season 8, the year 2019. I'm finally able to get through the sickness, which I'm not even going to say it, but I've been sick for like what feels like an eternity. I've been sick for about 2 months, and I'm able to finally record this introduction to this episode, which has been sitting in the can since the tail end of 2018. My good friend Dan Mabey of WPandUp.org. If you're somebody who's struggling in the mental health space, struggling in the physical fitness space, this organization is one you definitely want to reach out to. If you're somebody who wants to support the cause, they have donation forms set up on the site. I think it's going to be a game changer for a lot of us in this space. The slogs of freelancer and starting a business can really start to weigh down on one who doesn't really have the support system either locally or even through the internet. And I think that this is going to be something that can help a lot of people, and it's helping a lot of people worldwide. So definitely check it out. What else have you been working on? You notice I got some new intro music. Some of you have questioned that in the past. Hey, but it sounds a little down, right? Sounds like, you know, not this uppity up kind of beat that most podcasts listen to. And that was an artistic choice. You know, when I sat down with the art team for the Matt Report, we talked about, you know, how do we apply sound to the change of the WordPress space? And that was the music we went with. Now we're changing it up slightly as we sort of get out of that phase of the change of WordPress. Of course, we're still talking about it in some of these episodes here, but we're going to start to change away from that and start to open up the Matt Report to conversations with more digital creators, folks who are not just in the WordPress space, but well beyond, or you know, have never even used a CMS or written a line of code or even sold something online. I think it's going to be an interesting and exciting transition away from just the core talk of everything WordPress. I hope you stay along for the ride. I've got this email list, which I never email. It's the worst way to set this up, but I'm going to email you when there's a new change in the format of the show, mattreport.com/subscribe to join that mailing list. Let's get right into the show.
Sure. Well, I'm aware of many hats, as most of us are. I'm a director of Blue 37, a digital agency based out of London. I'm also, as you mentioned, the founder of WP and Up. It's a charity supporting and promoting positive mental health within the WordPress community. I've done, I'm the lead organizer for WordCamp London 2019. Lead organizer for a number of meetups across the UK. I think we've got 4 meetups currently, and some more to come. So yes, keep myself busy doing quite a lot.
I want to dive right into it because I don't want to forget to ask any questions, and I really want to shine the light. Maybe we'll dive into some of the changes in the WordPress space. That's been the sort of mantra of this season. But why WP and Up? Why did you start this? Let folks know what this initiative is about and why it all came to the forefront for you.
Yeah, sure, no problem. So, I mean, I've been involved in WordPress. I've been using WordPress now for about nearly 10 years, I think, 9, 10 years. I've been involved in the community for about 7 years now. I have been lead organizer for the WordPress London meetup for about 6, 7 years. In my time running these events and being active within the community, have had lots of conversations, lots of discussions with members in the community, and noticed that there's been a major issue relating to isolation, loneliness, leading on to depression, anxiety, quite a stream of mental health related issues. I actually had a desire back in 2014 to launch a charity, initially focused on supporting individuals that are struggling with addiction or impacted directly by addiction. Back end of last year, over the years, I've constantly kind of put it back, said I've got to focus on myself, I've got to focus on the business. There's always been something that I've kind of felt that I needed to be concentrating on. But back end of last year, it just hit me with a wave that there were just so many people I was having conversations with that I just really felt we needed to bring something to the community. So I sat down with a number of colleagues which are now the core trustees of the charity, and we really kind of just fleshed through what are the issues here, and we very quickly realized that everything we were talking about drilled down back to mental health related issues. So back in the last year, we started that process of becoming a registered charity, which It took some time here in the UK, a lot of red tape to get through, but we've managed it. I think it was around September this year we got registered charitable status. But over that period, we've been doing an awful lot trying to support individuals. It's been very, very organic, shall we say, over the last 12 months. But it's been incredible. We've had, I think we've got 24 volunteers now supporting WPN Up. All of this fully unfunded at this stage. And it's been a really good kind of proof of concept, if you like.
Yeah, and I don't want to downplay the effort you've put into this. And I know it's easy because there's so many of us, and myself included, that have launched little things online for like mentorship. And a lot of people talk about mental health, which is good, but this is serious business right here. Like this is, you're not messing around. This is a registered charity. Like this is the real deal. You've got partners. The site looks great. There's tons of information there already. You know, if you're listening to this and you either need some help or you want to give back to this cause, this is the real deal. We're not playing.
No, not at all. No, right. It's quite a difficult challenge.
I can imagine.
We've not taken on something simple here, unfortunately. But if it was simple, there would already be a result. There would already be a solution in place. We're talking about supporting a global community, and a global community comes with obviously a whole ream of challenges relating to, for example, cultural differences relating to mental health. We are already having conversations and have had conversations with individuals globally, where we're coming up against some really quite challenging perceptions towards mental health.
What's one of those challenges that you've sort of met with so far?
It's unfortunately some of the countries with individuals that we've spoken with, it's been related to their cultural background and just a very negative stigma related to mental health. I mean,
they know I'm based, but they don't want to talk about it. They're not going to bubble it up to the conversation.
That's right. I mean, we've had comments such as, if I stand up and say that I'm struggling with mental health, I will be labeled as crazy. And some really quite difficult things to hear relating to how people are perceiving mental health and the challenges relating to it.
Is this something that, and I guess I'll just be upfront with it, is this something that you struggled with yourself, and this is the inertia coming forward to say, you know what, I've struggled with it, and I'm going to put this forward.
Absolutely, yes, yeah. No, everything coming from this has been born out of personal experiences. I've given a couple of talks relating to this and relating to my kind of more personal story around it. And every time I've given any kind of talk, every time I've had any kind of discussion, the outpouring from the individuals that are listening, whether it's been there and then at the event or later on privately, it's been staggering and quite humbling, actually, the way people are responding. It's almost as if the community have been waiting for permission to talk about mental health. I mean, there have been some really good individuals. I mean, Corey Miller was a really big influence for me to be able to kind of step up and start talking about it. And a number of others that within our community that have given talks. And it's just incredible, that response each time you get it. Every time you really kind of, people recognize it's okay to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. The internet and social media, and I'm sure you've talked about this, you know, at great length already, but social media just amplifies, I guess, the positives and negatives. It allows us to, you and I, to connect, and me to see your cause and reach other people and help other people. But at the same time, the same channel only amplifies the negative, you know, and I, everyone deals with it. Nobody wants to talk about it. I mean, I am 100% guilty of being, you know, on the business and professional side, looking at other people and be like, I'll never be like that person. You know, I'll never get on the speaker circuit that she's on, or write the book that she wrote, or, you know, have the cool car that he has, that kind of thing. You know, and on the personal side, struggled with it all of my life. You know, being the short, fat guy at high school, right? And like all my friends played basketball, and I'm just like, yeah, come on, people. Like, don't forget about me down here, that kind of thing. Luckily, I grew up in sales, so that sort of helped me get out of that mold. But certainly this era, with everything going on in the world, governments, poverty, super rich people, entrepreneurship sort of being this thing that people are gravitating towards. Social media is not really helping suppress these issues. What's the big goal? What's the short-term goal, I should say? What's the short-term thing that you're striving for right now to say, okay, halfway through 2019, this is going to be a success?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great question. That's quite a difficult one to answer, to be honest. We've been functioning for 12 months now, kind of unfunded. As I say, we weren't a formal charity until very recently. We did a very little bit of almost marketing at the very beginning of the year, and that really was just intended to be kind of a soft hello. This is what we are wanting to bring to the community. This is what we want to start opening up some conversations about what this might look like. And we reached out to a number of members of the community and put together a video. That video was just with some individuals within the community talking about mental health, and it was staggering about the floodgates opened just simply off the back of that one video. What it meant was we've actually ended up delivering a lot more mentorship and companionship that we hadn't initially intended to be providing at this stage. So it has meant that we're kind of slightly behind where we wanted to be now, because we haven't been able to focus on some of the core kind of strategic elements of setting up the charity. We've actually been delivering the support, mentorship, and companionship. So come mid 2019, I'd like to be where we should be now.
You recently went to WordCamp US, correct?
Yes.
Here in the States. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talking to people, telling them about this idea. What was that? Yeah. How was that received there?
It was amazing. I mean, the response we received from people was just incredible. Every time, I mean, from individuals and from companies alike. We've actually had, I don't know if I can give them a little shout out here, the team at WPMU Dev have given us an incredible donation. They've really helped us to be able to start this from a financial perspective now. There were a number of other companies as well that have all pledged to support us. We are having lots of ongoing discussions with them at the moment. And it really is... It's a challenging one because we're wanting to provide a global support network. It does take finances. And I'm pleased to say that almost every single company and individual that we spoke to at WordCamp US responded positively. And it was again, very humbling to hear those responses.
You can go, if you're listening to this and you're interested in giving to the cause, wpandup.org/give. Is that the Give WP plugin?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, those guys are great.
I'd
like to see, hopefully, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, I criticize how WordPress, as from a non-developer point of view, that's my context. I criticize sort of, you know, the project and how it's led and all that stuff. I would love for either Matt or the foundation to really connect with something like this and make it a part of a WordCamp experience, or at least part of the greater WordCamp experiences. Have you had those conversations yet, or looking down that path?
So I had a positive conversation with Matt actually at the Contributor Day at WordCamp US. There's been lots of kind of discussion internally within our trustees, within the advisors that we got, the team of volunteers, etc., trying to work out how we can move forward with WordCamps and working with the existing community. Something we're very, very keen on is to be as efficient as possible. We don't want to keep reinventing the wheel. So it's about kind of partnering with existing charities. For example, in the UK, we've partnered with Mind, an existing mental health charity here. We're looking to do the same with other within other countries. So similarly, within the kind of WordPress space, if you like, we're wanting to work with WordCamps to help raise awareness, to help ensure that people realize that actually we can talk about mental health. We can. There are support systems out there for individuals. We were very fortunate. The lovely team at WordCamp Edinburgh, actually this year in the UK, put together a sponsorship package for us, which meant that we could again get some coverage there and some exposure. So again, people were reaching out to us off the back of that, just to find, some people wanting to get more information, some people wanting to discuss further. So I mean, if we can do more of that with WordCamps, where we are just really kind of giving more exposure to the kind of the positive elements of mental health and how it can be supported.
What does the baseline, I hate to use the word product, but what does the baseline service or product of something like this, how does that exist? So somebody wants to reach out, they say, you know, I am struggling with this and I do need to just talk to somebody. Is that the baseline level of acceptance in this, that you do get to connect with somebody to just talk to and work through these? Or is there like a structured curriculum, if you will, to work through?
Couple of different levels. I mean, we've got two very different audiences, if you like, customer bases, if you like. And I don't want to be crass, but we've got to realize that a charity does need to be funded. It does need to fund itself. What we're trying to do is ensure that everything we are putting in place enables us to continue to be sustainable going forward. And obviously finances are an aspect of that. We've got the kind of the freelance, the individual, the solo business owner, the kind of individual business person that needs support. There's obviously a high potential for isolation, social isolation for these individuals. I mean, I know when I was starting my business out many years ago, I could spend literally days without interacting with another human being. I may be on Slack all day long, but actually chatting with another person face to face, I could go without. So we've got that kind of market. Then we've also got the larger companies within our space, that the obvious ones are distributed teams, because obviously these distributed teams, yes, individuals are part of a team, but again, they can still spend a long time isolated potentially. So we've got services that we're looking to deliver and offer for companies that employ individuals. So we almost come as a component within their HR systems. We're wanting to deliver an anonymized phone support system that allows staff members of teams to be able to reach out to us and have conversations if they are kind of unable to have those conversations with their employer because they feel that maybe there's a barrier there. We want to ensure that we have a service available for them. And likewise for the freelancers, for the solo business owners, we want to be able to deliver a service to these individuals that is ideally free to end user, because often a lot of the conversations we've had with individuals have related to finances as solo business owners and the struggles that they are suffering with finances. So of course the last thing we want to do is then say yes, we can bring you on this mentor program and hit you with a nice big £3,000 bill,
right? Yeah.
It just doesn't work. Yeah. No. To ensure that we're supporting them in every way, and of course cost is an aspect that we need to consider.
Sure Yeah, it's not something that again, you know, people have to realize, because I know a lot of things that, you know, for example, one of the things I sort of gave a half-hearted attempt to years ago was a website called WP Mentor, and like you, I sort of thought, well, it would be great if, you know, when I started my business, just to have somebody that sort of ride along with me, look over my shoulder, and we check in every once in a while. It sounds easy, but that, you know, that little connection of how do I get somebody virtually, you know, to who's in Ohio to connect with Dan out in London and make that something that really works. And, you know, actually, when I first launched it, there were a few people that connected, and they were genuine mentors and people genuinely looking for help. And then it sort of just spiraled into like people like, I need somebody to change the header on my website. And they just do it for me. And I'm like, no, this is not that kind of site. But here we are years later, and I'm working on a new project right now, which is sort of connecting a mentor with somebody again. And I just find it very difficult to bridge that gap of that human interaction of having somebody face to face with you at a desk, and do that virtually. You and I are on Zoom right now talking halfway around the world, but I don't know, is there a way that you're approaching it that might be slightly different than just a Zoom call or a Skype call, or is that what we got for technology right now?
It's so difficult, and it's something we don't have the answer to, unfortunately. It's something that we've again having a lot of conversations around. We're kind of developing. Do we develop buddy systems, for example? We have to be very conscious of the fact that we're dealing with a very, very sensitive topic, and what the last thing we want to be doing is putting anybody in a situation where either party, either the mentor slash buddy and the individual that's requiring support, is vulnerable. It really is quite a challenging situation, because we need to ensure that obviously the individual that requires support receives the level of support that they need. So we're kind of coming at it at the moment from a kind of at this point in time from a kind of a WordPressy perspective, understanding the business, understanding the challenges that we face. So there's the kind of that mentorship side of it, but then the kind of the finances for us come in, where we're then purchasing in professional mental health services. So it's combining that kind of WordPress expertise as well as the professional mental health services.
How does that work? To throw the big heavy question at you, I mean, like you said, some people are just, you know, there's like a, it's mental health, but from like a confidence level, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I can succeed in my business. But then there are people who are dangerously questioning living, in fact. How do you bridge the gap of professional help and responsibility, and mm-hmm. not just partnering up with, you know, somebody who doesn't really know how to handle a situation where somebody is mm-hmm. legitimately questioning, you know, existing anymore? What does that look like? How are you finding these professional services?
So that again, very, very difficult. We're having to be very, very careful. Initially we set out, so our first document that we put together was our safeguarding policy. We initially set out with a desire to create this safeguarding policy that would be one of these genuinely useful documents. And as we went through the process, we realized it was just more and more from a legalese perspective. We needed to ensure that everybody was protected. And it's really, really difficult to be able to create that kind of document that's genuinely useful, but then doesn't just get bogged down with all of this very difficult language. So we're having to look at the structure in terms of the individuals, who is responsible for what. And we are looking to bring on paid for staff that are have a level of expertise from a mental health perspective. In an ideal world, they'll also have some expertise from a WordPress perspective. And we've been very fortunate so far in terms of the team that we've been able to develop. But that journey of support and that journey that individuals are coming through, we've got a number of tools that we're trying to implement, or we are implementing. We've been very fortunate in that we've been donated a platform called Motional. This Motional platform has been running for some time now and has been used within schools to monitor and support pupils' mental health perspective. We are working with the Motional team at the moment to redevelop this into a platform that's suitable for our community. And that's just one of the tools that we have in our box that allows us to monitor and maintain a safe level of support within WP and Up. We don't have the silver bullet yet. There is no kind of one answer, unfortunately, for this.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I can't imagine there is. You know, but it's great to hear that those are being considered. Not that you know, looking at what you've done so far, it wouldn't be considered. But again, I just want to emphasize that. This is something that folks should be taking serious. I just want people to know that this is the real deal. Mental health can strike folks that you have no idea about, right? And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my good friend Clint Warren. You know, strapping dude, jacked. We'd always joke, you know, about like lifting weights and just have a really great guy. Ran the Connecticut WordCamp for a little while, and you know, sadly, you know, passed away from this depression. And you would have never thought it, right? I remember we had a phone call set up to do a Marriport interview for our like second or third time, and he was just going to talk about public speaking, and you know, we missed the call and I was emailing him and never heard back. And then, you know, months go by and his mom had actually emailed me saying that, you know, he had passed away. And I was just like shocked, It was just a really emotional experience. And yeah, not to get morbid, but the, you know, thinking about mortality and mm-hmm. we all get connected online. We're all friends on Twitter, but we don't, mm-hmm. we're not physically next to each other. News can strike and we would never even know for months mm-hmm. at a time. And that's what really hurt me the most. It's, you know, this is not a question. This is just a more like this digital age is, mm-hmm. is a boon. It's amazing, but at the same time, it can suck. You know, it can suck.
Absolutely.
And again, it's great to have this this mm-hmm. organization.
We've unfortunately just been through a similar experience here in the UK, and an individual in the community. Unfortunately, you could potentially look at his profiles online, look at his various feeds, Twitter feeds, etc., and think there's a funny guy. There's an individual that's doing well. There's an individual that's happy. Unfortunately, he went quiet, active member within the Genesis community. And actually, the Genesis community were incredible the way they kind of jumped onto this and reached out to try and find out what was going on. And unfortunately, we did discover that he had taken his life. And outwardly, you would not have known there was an issue with him.
Yeah, and you know,
very very real.
Yeah, definitely. So if you are somebody listening, and you know, God forbid, thinking those thoughts, or you know somebody, definitely direct them to wpandup.org and get involved as soon as possible. Let's try to transition and talk about, you know, the change of WordPress, and slightly on the same accord of what we've been talking about is, you know, a lot mm-hmm. of folks are dealing with this now where, hey, the market has changed a bit, you know, mm-hmm. There's the tools are getting easier. They're getting more widespread. Luckily, people are learning how to build websites without having to hire somebody. So, excuse me, maybe the lower end of the market is shrinking a bit. Mm-hmm. Tons of themes, tons of plugins, yeah. People who were, you know, the developer who is trying to get their plugin seen and start this business. I like to call them the blue collar digital worker. I consider myself a blue collar digital worker. Things are changing a bit, especially with the world yes. of Gutenberg. What have you seen from the agency perspective or the product perspective? What are the big changes mm-hmm. you've seen in the way people are running their WordPress business today?
Great question. And there has been a lot of change. We certainly, from our agency perspective, we've had to really diversify the way that we're kind of marketing ourselves and looking at where the client base that we're wanting to work with. Our client base, where we had 3-4 years ago, we had our kind of ideal client. That was who we were working with. These days, they just simply don't exist because there are. So many more companies obviously hire in-house these days in terms of bringing WordPress expertise. I mean, that's nothing new. We've had that for a number of years now. But from our agency, we've had to kind of transition over the last 3 or 4 years from where we were in terms of the client base. There hasn't been, I wouldn't say, drastic changes for us recently because we had that transition over the last 2-3 years. A lot of the individuals that we've had conversations with, the kind of freelancers, the solo business owners, we've had come through WP and Up. There's definitely been this kind of there's less, if you like, at the lower end where you've got individuals that are providing freelance services. There's less for them to be picking up now. So there's been much more of a struggle at that kind of that level.
Some of the discussion around, of course, the elephant in the room, Gutenberg, has been the level of re-education that a lot of you know, legacy WordPress or developers have come through, right? So HTML, mm-hmm. CSS, PHP, they've been able to dive into that for the last decade mm-hmm. to 15 years, yep. literally, and sort of be good with that tool set and have a good living, have a good offering, provide a good service. And it's not like it's mm-hmm. gone right now, but Gutenberg certainly introduces a new level of having to learn JavaScript, having to learn the mm-hmm. way things from the front end to the back end sort of talk to one another, and it becomes a different animal. I see mm-hmm. it as good and bad. You know, this is the time where sort of everyone's going a little bit crazy. I haven't heard any horror stories or haven't seen any horror stories that everybody sort of predicted would happen when 5.0 rolled out. Is there a different learning curve that you see from your perspective, either from the digital agency side or what you've seen through WP and WP Up, of this whole like learning JavaScript and coming to a new age of WordPress development? Is there any insights you've seen there?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I think it's good for us to continue to be evolving, to be progressing. I think, I mean, Gutenberg's, it was a 2+ year project in the pipeline. It wasn't suddenly sprung on us. I mean, yes, there's been a lot of challenges around the project of late, but it's not new. And I think we always need to be evolving. We always need to be educating ourselves. If we just simply stay as we are, we're never going to really progress. It's not something I would ever encourage. Where we've got individuals that want education, we will happily fund that education, because it only makes our whole world better, our whole community better. Where we are leveling up our skills, it actually means we've got more technical challenges coming through, which make projects more interesting. We're definitely embracing this new world and enjoying and enjoying being in it, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, I agree. I think that it's going to bring some good stuff. It's going to be a little rocky for right now for some folks. You know, and some folks are straight out saying, you know, they've moved on from WordPress and because of this, and it's, again, that's like market correction. Like, this stuff is going to happen. Those folks are going to leave WordPress. They're going to actually start something else. They actually might be more profitable, or the endeavor is going to be more fruitful because they're going to move on and really dive into something else. And sometimes a reset is good.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we, although we do predominantly WordPress, we don't solely work within WordPress. Mm. It's about the right tool for the right client. Mm. That diversification is a positive.
What other areas of technology do you dip into at the agency?
So we've been doing a lot with the kind of the Jamstack, having a lot of fun around the kind of Gatsby JS and the various solutions that we've. It's we have to be careful of the shiny new toy, keep jumping forward. But yeah, no, it's been good actually. Good to dip our toe outside of the WordPress bubble.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to try that. I actually have it on my to-do list because I saw somebody sharing it just for me to take a look at. Mm-hmm. Just being generally interested in new mm-hmm. things. The other one I want to dip back into, which is Expression Engine. I remember mm-hmm. them from the same time I discovered WordPress, maybe whatever, 12, 15, yeah, 13 years ago, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And now I've recently read on the Tavern that they're going open source. I haven't looked at the license or if they're going pure GPL or not, but that looks like a great CMS, and it's standed the test of time, right. Which is a huge benefit to them, and mm-hmm. hopefully they see some success there.
Yeah,
let's just dive into just marketing real mm-hmm. quick. What are the particular challenges? I mean, we've talked about some already. Of course, you go into different territories, different cultures, and WP Up becomes difficult to market because folks don't want to bubble up and talk about that mm-hmm. stuff. What does the marketing push look like for this year, for 2019, for this project? Mm-hmm. What sort of tips and tricks are you doing that maybe others can implement in their initiative or organization?
Yeah, I mean, we're very much wanting to work with the community in all that we're doing. The video that we, the Press Forward video that we published earlier part of this year, which we feel it had the success it had because we'd involved individuals that had a stake in it, members of the community that were passionate about what we're doing and wanted to help spread the word. So it's really about, for us as an organization, being able to work with the community. We've got a number of other ideas and other initiatives that are kind of similar scope, similar spec, and looking forward to getting those out into the community. And it really is just, we want to work with people that are passionate about this. I mean, we can invest tens of thousands into marketing, and we need to ensure that we're responsible with the money that is donated to us, and actually using the community and being part of the community really does feel like the most kind of responsible way of doing what we're doing.
I see you have business health, skills health, physical health, and mental health. Mm-hmm. Physical health page. Is this you eating this taco right here with this fierce beard? Is that you? No, that's not you.
We've got. These are our health hubs. These have actually been born out of the conversations that we've been having with people over the last 12 months. It's been really interesting. We've discovered that everybody kind of fits into one of and crosses over between the four health hubs. Our overarching focus is mental health, but we do have the mental health hub because there are individuals that come through that that are suffering with a clinical medical health issue. So then we need to be able to provide that kind of support. We need to be able to provide that those kinds of signposts. We need to be able to get that individual to the right medical support or clinical support. So that's where the kind of mental health hub comes in. Obviously, physical health we know is directly related to mental health. So it was important again to have something in there about getting out, exercising. I mean, I know I'm guilty of sitting in this chair for 8, 10, 12 hours sometimes without moving, which is incredibly unhealthy. So just getting out and just going for a walk in the morning, get an hour out in the morning if you can, or even 10 minutes in the morning just to clear your mind and some physical exercise is obviously positive. We've got the business health and the skills health hubs, and the a lot of the individuals come through, there is a business related issue. We may talk to an individual and they're struggling with anxiety and depression. We drill down and we find out, well, actually it's because their business is struggling. And then we drill down further and we realize, well, their business is struggling. They may be a phenomenal developer, have this amazing product, but they don't know how to market themselves. So we're then looking at the skills health hub, and we've got marketing training courses within the skills health hub. So they've kind of come through, crossed through from the mental health to the business health to the skills health, and there's support in all of them. Often there's a kind of they may come in with a mental health illness, and obviously that's different from an individual that is coming in, and the mental health is an effect of the skills gap, for example.
When you go to revisit the goals of the year, going into this year, is it you and the team applying feedback to those goals, or are you the one man that's like taking all of this on yourself?
No, not at all. I've got to say we've got about 24 volunteers currently. The team of trustees, so the trustees are kind of the legal management, if you like, of the organization. It is a legal requirement for us to have these individuals. We've pulled together, or there have been individuals that have also stepped up within the community that have very specific skill sets that are advising within our various health hubs. And then we've also got our volunteers that are supporting, whether it's supporting running events, whether it's supporting from our marketing, from our social perspective. There's quite a number of roles. And we're trying to be as open as we possibly can in all of this discussion. We do have a Slack. Anybody's welcome to come join us. It's wpnup.org/Slack. You'll get redirected to an invite page. Just drop your email in there. Within that Slack, that's where we're trying to manage the kind of the goals, the developing the services, developing the products, etc. So that's, as I say, we're trying to follow the kind of the ethos of open source, in that we are trying to be as open as we possibly can. We've got our docs site, so docs.wpnup.org also has all of our various documentation, including our business plan. We've got all our finances in there. It's a case of let's get as open as we can with all of this. We've got our safeguarding policy and our constitution, which actually is a legally binding document for the charity. So we want to ensure that we've got as many people involved within this as possible, because I have a perception, I have an idea, I have a way of how I'd like to take this forward. But that's just one perception. That's just one perspective. And that doesn't work. Because this impacts such a large community, I mean, we're looking at the statistics, 1 in 6 individuals will be directly impacted by mental health. If you are self-employed, that statistic increases to 1 in 4 of us. So that's incredible when you think of potentially a quarter of our colleagues, friends, community members are impacted by this. We need to ensure that the people that are supporting it and developing it is as wide and as varied as possible as well.
WPandUp.org. Again, if you want to give to the cause, you want to find some help through the charity, head on over to WPandUp.org. There's a /give if you want to give. There's a goal that they're looking for towards to hit £10,000, and that should probably change by the time we get into 2019, mm-hmm. I'd imagine. Hopefully, we see that green bar move a little bit more.
We've got our costs. We're actually going to open again. Our year one projected costs are £260,000.
That's it.
Yeah.
Man, it's a tremendous undertaking, Dan. I appreciate everything that you're doing here, and of course, everyone who's helping you get this running. Where can folks find you to say thanks?
Pretty much anything /DanMaby. That's DanMaby. You'll find me personally. And similarly, pretty much anything /WPNUP. So Twitter, Facebook, all the usual channels, Instagram. But WPNUP.org/contact. There's a live chat on there. There's the email contact form, various bits and pieces, as well as a phone number. And please, if anybody is out there having any kind of issues, challenges, if anything that we kind of touched on this evening, do please feel free to contact us. Everything is handled completely confidentially. So there's no kind of ramifications. So please do reach out to us.
Absolutely. Everybody else, MaReport.com/subscribe to join the mailing list. You can find us on YouTube, youtube.com/TheMaReport. It's season 8, winding down the season 8, of course, as we start off 2019 with some new things in the works. I'll be in touch when that stuff starts to roll out. We'll see you in the next episode.